Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
I think it's best to stand at the starting line with youth, strength, ambition, and determination, and then the game begins. That's the opening line of Chapter 1 of The Secret Advantage, Core Fundamentals to Get Anything You Want, a modern reworking of Earl Nightingale's life work. And if his philosophy could be distilled into one sentence, it would be this: we become what we think about. Now, that phrase has shown up throughout human history, from ancient philosophy to religious texts to motivational speakers. It's also easy to dismiss as magical thinking. Just make a wish and poof, it happens. I felt skeptical of it myself at times. But let's flip the idea around for a moment. Would we ever seriously claim that we become what we don't think about? Or what we think about has nothing to do with who we are or what we become? When we invert the statement, suddenly Earl Nightingale's version seems and feels much more grounded, almost obvious. Earl Nightingale first recorded these ideas back in the 1950s and 60s. After listening to this updated audiobook, one thing is clear. Many of the popular self-help, self-improvement ideas that we hear today are really just recycled wisdom from decades or even centuries ago. The older I get, the more I realize there truly is nothing new under the sun. The human condition hasn't changed, only the technology we use to talk about it. Earl Nightingale gathered timeless insights from thinkers throughout the ages and made them accessible to everyday people. Using what was then cutting-edge technology, like radio and vinyl records. Not everyone reads, but almost everyone can listen. And in a way, this podcast is continuing that same tradition, that same mission, making valuable ideas easier to digest. This 2015 edition breaks The Secret Advantage into 64 chapters. And my goal for these episodes is to share a brief summary, highlight some of the most meaningful quotes or lines, pull out any built-in challenges, and reflect on how to apply these ideas today. So let's look at a few key takeaways from Chapter 1. Earl Nightingale organizes the audiobook using the acronym CORE, C-O-R-E, and that stands for Competency, Opportunities, Results, and Effectiveness. This chapter focuses heavily on mindset and personal growth. A few of the standout ideas were: concentration is not willpower. It's directing attention, not forcing effort. Human capital matters most. We get out of life exactly what we put into it. People don't need more information. They need more reminders. Most of us know what to do, we just don't do it consistently. And he outlines four vital needs for anyone who wants to move forward in life. They are: one, you need information. Two, you need a plan of action. Three, you need constant reminders of what we already know to be true. And fourth, inspiration and motivation to get the job done. It's simple, it's not easy, but it's powerful. Earl Nightingale ends chapter one with a challenge. Change one belief. Take an idea that you have about yourself and change it for 30 straight days. So here's an example. Me? I'm becoming boring and less interesting as I get older. I could flip that around, have it be a new empowering belief that I am interesting because I stay curious about others and continue to grow in ways that help people. That's a belief that I can revisit daily for the next several days, and I invite you to choose your own belief to upgrade. And let's go through this challenge, this journey together. So that's my summary of chapter one. Thanks for joining me at the starting line. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, we become what we think about. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.